I'm Lisa Mullins. If you take a ride-hailing service such as Uber or Lyft to Logan Airport, expect to pay more when you're dropped off and walk more when you arrive. Today, the board of the Massport Authority, the agency that manages Logan, voted to add a drop-off fee and to eliminate curbside service during most of the day. WBR's Quincy Walters reports.
Massport says the new rules are an effort to reduce congestion and pollution at Boston's airport. They don't apply to traditional taxis because Massport says Uber and Lyft vehicles far exceed taxis. But Felipe Martinez of the Boston Independent Drivers Guild says he feels ride-hailing drivers haven't had a say in this.
We would just like to be included as drivers. So we just want to come, maybe start a dialogue because we are having a difficult time as drivers. In some cases, making ends meet, driving people.
Massport contends this will benefit drivers. The agency says a central ride-hail location will eliminate the need to drop off passengers at terminals, then leave the airport with an empty car only to circle back. Now they'll be able to drop off passengers and pick up new ones all in the same spot. And there seems to be a bit of compromise. Between the hours of 4 a.m. and 10 a.m., Uber and Lyft drivers can drop passengers directly at their terminals. That didn't sit so well with Massport board member John Nucci.
I would have liked to perhaps seen us not compromise on the morning drop-off, but the board has seen fit to do that, and now we'll have to monitor it closely. It all depends on whether or not it changes the behavior of drivers.
And there's another compromise. Massport originally sought a $5 drop-off fee. The board settled at $3.25 and just $1.50 if you share your ride. The new rules could change if they're not working out, says board member Laura Sen.
And like any operational plan, it's a plan. We have not any solid evidence of how this will work. So I think that the public should all be aware that this is the beginning of the plan. And the plan may have a lot of other parts, and a lot of the parts may change.
This is all untested, says Uber spokesman Harry Hartfield. He says it'll cost the airport millions of dollars to create a new ride-hailing area, and he says Uber has offered alternatives to reduce congestion that have gone unconsidered. Despite the opposition from ride-hailing companies, the proposal passed unopposed. But board members say they want to monitor the impact. Massport says it wants to minimize the inconvenience for people with disabilities and challenges with mobility. The changes are expected to take effect in October. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.